wife snazzes and walks. An occasional rambling series of steps and words.
Sitting in the centre of town by the clock tower, watching people go by, and the number of near misses that people have with buses is extraordinary. Bus is a large thing. Big, oblong, on wheels, goes beep beep. And yet people just can't seem to avoid near-death collisions with the damn things. Here comes the 5B now. It's going to Hangleton, but also through these people. No, it's stopping. It's stopping. Okay. No, it just strikes me that humans are pretty damn stupid. You don't want to wear a bus. It won't suit you no matter what colour it is, and you cannot accessorise with it. As people swerve to make sure they get into your way rather than out of it, maybe they should leap under a bus. Just basically get out of my way. I really should avoid the centre of town on a Saturday. It doesn't do me much good. Right, let's not try to be the idiot. Wait for these buses and things to go. That wasn't so hard. It's an absolute bleeding mad house down here today. Only came down for some rennies. Oh, there's a bin there with Bon Appetit written on it. Wonder if there's anything good in it. No, I better not try. Tons and tons of useless shit for sale. Who needs a cushion in the shape of a fucking turd? Someone who wants to sit on some shit. There's a lot of homelessness down here. Way more than the government will admit to. The shop's closing down. Empty and boarded up. It's the modern way. Cool, I could go for a curry now. Don't let it raise your blood pressure. Just keep calm. Look at the pizza. Keep walking. Just keep walking. Ooh. kind of smells bad down here as well. Everything smells of rubbish. Please help trying to buy a tent, 3 men or bigger. Homelessness comes in threes. Can't make light of it. I'm sure they didn't choose this lifestyle. Oh. Nobody chooses to be cold and afraid. Oh. Again, I don't know. Takes all sorts, doesn't it? I was never cool enough to do a big hand slap like that. I would have taken a swing and missed. Ended up hitting myself. That's a horrible orangutan. Metal orangutan, £239. About the price of a 3-man tent. So you can either have a tin tang or a tiny tent. Whatever. Bloody hell. Old ladies always smell like that, don't they? That sort of nan smell. I think I've said this before, but I don't know where they find this scent de nan. But there must be absolutely buckets of the stuff around here. I need to rumble through these people. It looks like hell in there. Absolute hell. I'm glad I gave up booze when I did. In a way, I wish it had been sooner. Press the button. Wait for the traffic. Don't worry about it. It's not hypocritical, there was nothing coming. I'm not going to get crushed by a bus, not this week. Back here again. Where's that lamp? There it is. Filled to the halfway point with brown water. And I would love to see it pop. So whilst I was out walking earlier, or walking to get here, I passed the flats at Carlton Hill. You don't know where that is. You don't live in Brighton, do you? Oh, fuck. Traffic. And there was a Buckfast bottle there with a syringe in it. Not all fish chips and candy floss around here, you know. It's actually quite grim. Bloke there with half his eye missing. Standing outside Subway. It smells very nice. But we wouldn't eat there all the time. just five times a week. Tasteful, tasteful, tasteful. That's what St. James's Street is all about. It's all about old men in wigs singing downtown. Meals on a plate. So yeah, a Buckfast bottle with a syringe in it. That's really classy, right? That's somebody's lunch. Well, it might have been a late night snack. I don't know. Anyway, as long as they're out in the fresh air, eh?